T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
You can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people.
The President has one timeout left.
Joe Biden is in his basement because he can't carry a message.
We're talking about the presidency of the United States of America here.
Joe Biden is a corrupt politician.
Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. They finally figured out a way to silence the president. They can't shut him down on Twitter. They can't shut him down on the stage. They're just going to mute his mic on Thursday night for the debate.
I assume you're not a fan of this idea.
I think it's horrible. I really do, but I'm glad they're going to have the debate because I was afraid for a minute that they may make the mistake of not going ahead and doing this. Just give Biden a little bit of rope, and he'll take care of the rest.
What bothers you so much about it, though?
Well, I just don't. I think that the idea of a debate is that you can get some. If your opponent flat out lies about you, you can call them out on it. And I think it's bad for Biden. I think it's bad for Trump. Now, I don't agree with it. I don't think he should have interrupted as many times as he did the last time. But still, I would like to see that handled differently. We're going to get to more on that. We're going to talk about it this hour. Right now, what we want to talk about is Tanya J. Powers, reporter for Fox News Radio, is joining us this morning with news that the Justice Department is hitting Google with an antitrust lawsuit, which seems long overdue. Tanya, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the federal government is arguing that basically Google is unfairly dominating online search and advertising. And that it's, you know, not good for consumers. It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. This is basically the Microsoft 2.0 version of the same DOJ stuff we saw back in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Well, you have to wonder how this doesn't bleed over to Twitter as well, based on what they did to the New York Post last week.
Well, I mean, the complaint centers on the fact that, you know, it says that Google is a monopoly. Basically, they said the U.S. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen described Google as the gateway to the Internet. He's not really wrong in some cases as far as, you know, calling it that. I'm not talking about the complaint in general. I'm just talking about the gateway to the Internet term, which I found interesting. You know, Google's a verb now. I mean, it's not just a website. It's not just a, here, I'm going to go look that up. Oh, let me try Google. I mean, I'll Google that. You know, how many times have we said that? Or hang on, let me Google this and see what's going on. You know, it is kind of woven into the fabric of, you know, your existence digitally as far as, you know, internet, phone, that kind of thing. This could and is expected to drag on for years. This could go on for quite some time with, you know, appeals. It could take, you know, a trial could take a long time. There could be appeals in this if it gets that to that point. You know, this is it's a really interesting one to keep an eye on, though, because of the fact that, you know, Google does have so much of the world's online search market. It does. They come back, though, and said, hey, we've got competition. You know, Facebook and, you know, Apple, and there's also Yahoo Search. Bing is still out there. That's still a thing.
It is.
apparently for some it is. Yes.
Well, the thing about it here, and I think the issue is that Google is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, right? They throw enough weight around that Apple, that all these Android phones use Google as their default search engine, and in many cases Google is throwing money at them to make sure that happens.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like, remember back in the way back in the day when you would buy a computer and Microsoft came loaded on it already?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so it's kind of, and those of us who are old enough to remember that, by the way, I need to go get my cane right now because I feel super old saying that, but it's kind of the same argument that was going on then.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're going to have Senator Josh Hawley on tomorrow, we hope, and he's been on this from the get-go, so it'll be interesting to see if there's any more action pending from Congress as well.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Tanya J. Powers, thanks so much for your reporting this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Yep.
Thanks. Good to have you.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. She's got to get to another interview here at 6:15, so I have to let her go. But to the point, there's a difference here between what DOJ is doing with Google and the issue of whether or not Twitter should be allowed to just cut off anybody. We already know that they've been targeting conservatives. Oh, boy. Now what have they done? They've hit the mainstream media by shutting down people linking even to this Hunter Biden story. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of exposed them. The emperor has no clothes, so to speak, right? Nobody wants to talk about it, but this has kind of exposed them for that. And that's kind of where Congress could step in, I think, on something like this and take away some of the protections that some of these big tech giants currently enjoy. And then we have the option of going to Parler instead of Twitter, or I don't know if there's an option to Facebook. Then maybe there's not an alternative. Maybe you just need to quit that one cold turkey.
Maybe, but again, our president uses Twitter as a platform to speak directly to the American people. Is he going to do the same for Parler? I don't know. But if we're skipping out on Twitter, we're missing messages. So we may not be able to, like, this doesn't necessarily clearly fall under the it's a private company, let the market work itself out, just because of how essential it is to get the information from these platforms at this point.
Yeah. No, they've very smartly placed themselves in this position over the years, and people have kind of allowed themselves to be lulled into this. Now they're controlling content. They've been controlling content for a while. We're just now starting to realize to what extent they control your content. Google, too, by the way, just in case you're wondering, filtering news searches and all that. You can't find, you got to go two or three pages in sometimes to find a link to a Fox News story. I mean, it's that bad. Quick break here, 314-241-9797. Find out what Cassie Smedley thinks about the upcoming changes made by the Presidential Debate Commission for Thursday night. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this. They are staging this for Biden, and if you look through the topics, it was supposed to be foreign policy. You look through the topics, they've basically been hand-selected to set up Joe Biden for a win. It's appalling what we're seeing.
Thank you.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Cassie Smedley joining us this morning with the RNC. And Cassie, Kayleigh McEnany just nailed it yesterday on the Presidential Debate Commission changing the rules again at the last minute.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Mark. She absolutely did. You know, it's interesting because the president said as much about the debate commission when this happened a couple of weeks ago, when they just unilaterally made this decision to make what was to have been the second debate virtual without talking to either of the campaigns. And this is really the first murmurings that you start to hear, you know, this is a really biased commission. And everybody was like, oh, you know, hogwash, you're just being ridiculous. And then lo and behold, they're doing exactly all the things that the president and the chairwoman have said that they were going to do, like changing the rules in Biden's favor at the last minute for no reason. The campaigns agreed to the terms that this would be a predominantly foreign policy debate. Now they're throwing in all these other topics, very loose on foreign policy or very little on foreign policy. Then we've got this mute button situation. Joe Biden at every turn gets cover. I mean, for example, yesterday, what was the big question he answered yesterday or 2 days ago? What flavor milkshake he was drinking? We don't know about Hunter Biden. We don't know about packing the court. We don't know about his tax increase on more than 80% of Americans. But by golly, we know that he likes vanilla and chocolate milkshakes. That's the state of affairs right now. And the debate commission is the latest example of people covering for him inability to be ready for prime time.
True. And if it wasn't, the evidence is that when Kristen Welker of NBC News released her list of topics, the issue of foreign interference in the American government would have been one of those topics. She will avoid that like the plague. I'm assuming that when the president's mic is not turned off, he's going to bring that up.
Without a doubt. And I think everybody is looking forward to the president giving Joe Biden all the time he needs to answer those questions, but also to really hear from him on these issues. That's something he said that he would consider doing in this debate, is just stepping back a bit more and letting Joe Biden talk himself into these holes. But people do need to hear from him. And it is absolutely wild that the Hunter Biden stuff came out just over a week ago. We had those town halls, the dueling town halls, and George Stephanopoulos didn't bring it up. And that was the same time that Twitter was censoring the New York Post story. That didn't come up. How do you feel about censorship? Do you think whether or not it's a story in your favor or not, how do you feel about censorship? How hard would that have been to ask? No one's asking it. I think, you know, we can talk about bias all we want, but the American people also see this for what it is, this cover-up, but that there really are some serious things happening, be it the Biden Inc. crime, criminal ring, you know, this kind of mafioso style ring, or the censorship issue, which everybody always says, oh, there's no bias, Republicans are making it up. And then now we see it. I mean, the New York Post hasn't tweeted for 6 days. They have been censored. And that should concern all of us, because again, it's one of these examples of, if it can happen to people who have blue check marks and are a accredited news organization, maybe they're considered a tabloid, but you know, they've got, they've put out stories that they, what happens to us? What happens to the rest of us? And I think that's the concern that we should all be in fear of, as they start talking about whether it's socialist policies or more government control over your life, or certainly censoring your right to express your opinion.
The left doesn't care about this, Cassie. All they care about is the fact that they hate Donald Trump. They don't care what Joe Biden did or didn't do. Hunter Biden's not the story here, in my opinion. The story here is that Joe Biden allowed this to happen and then flat out lied that he had any idea what was going on.
That's right. And it's not only that the left doesn't care about this. The left thinks that you're wrong for caring about it.
Yeah,
That's my favorite narrative to come out of the last couple of days, where they've said this election isn't going to be about this because they know better than us. Right. And I've talked about this a lot, that, oh, we're just the wee little people in the real world, that we're not allowed to care about these things. We're not allowed for this to affect how we might vote. But this is the 47-year political corruption that Joe Biden has been a part of. That's business as usual for Joe Biden. And this is when the president, whether he talks about how he's done more for the country in 47 months than Joe Biden has done in 47 years, or whether he talks about he's done more to rid out the corruption in Washington in just 47 months. He was the one who came in and said, I will do it. I will be the change agent that this country needs. And now to go back to that, to go back to Joe Biden, who is the epitomizes the example of the exact type of do-nothing elitism that we all hate about Washington.
Yes.
Is that's what the Democrats are afraid actually might have an impact on this election yet again, by the way.
Boy, couldn't agree more with that. Looking forward to the debate. I know the president's going to handle it well, whether Kristen Welker tries to change the subject or not. So, Cassie, thanks so much for your time.
Yet again, must-see TV. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, indeed.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Cassie Smedley with the RNC there. You can follow her at CM Smedley, S-M-E-D-I-L-E, at CM Smedley on Twitter there, and check her out. Some good stuff. 314-241-9797. Check of the markets. Down a little bit here first couple days of this week, but I'm telling you what, overall, doing amazing considering what we've been through this summer. We're going to talk to Jennifer Kashinka about that coming up. Got to Charmaine Yost ahead and maybe the governor of the state of Missouri. We'll be right back. So I mentioned a minute ago, we are going to get Governor Mike Parson on here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Some interesting comments put out today by our first congressional district candidate, Cori Bush, about defunding the Pentagon. And, of course, Nicole Galloway is running for governor, has endorsed Cori Bush. It'll be interesting to see if there's any reaction to that, because she said she doesn't want to defund the police or any of that. So we're going to get to all that. And also let me mention that tonight is our next town hall meeting. We're going to do it live on Facebook, assuming Facebook cooperates with us this evening, Tricia.
Hopefully we have the technology to make that happen without a hitch.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit getting the Facebook feed up this morning. Still working on it. Sorry about that. You can hear the frustration in Tricia's voice.
Radio.com and just regular FM dial right now, please.
The plan tonight, though, is 6 p.m., correct? Rodney Davis, mm-hmm. Live on Facebook.
That should be no problem. We've got our digital master in charge of that one.
Excellent. So if you have any questions, you can go there to the Facebook page, and we'll have a link where you can send your questions in. Or if you have questions during the town hall, we'll do it that way. How about that? Right now, let's check in on business, please. Jennifer Kashinka, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
All right, futures modestly lower this morning as investors assess prospects for a fresh stimulus bill and the health of major businesses for cues on the economic outlook. But analysts say a collapse in stimulus talks wouldn't have a major negative market implication. The Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google is drawing bipartisan praise from lawmakers and cheers from the company's competitors, but prompting skepticism and accusations of political bias from larger tech companies. Google called the lawsuit, which accuses it of unlawfully maintaining a monopoly in online searches, deeply flawed. Google says people use its search tools because they choose to, not because they're forced to or can't find alternatives. For the first time in nearly 50 years, older workers face higher unemployment than their mid-career counterparts, according to a study by New York City's New School. Researchers found that workers 55 and older lost jobs sooner, were rehired slower, and continue to face higher job losses than their counterparts aged 35 to 54. It's the first time since 1973 that such a severe unemployment gap has persisted for 6 months or longer. Netflix says subscriber growth slowed over the summer, highlighting the challenges the company faces from competitors ramping up their own streaming services. Netflix says it added 2.2 million subscribers in the third quarter, short of its forecast in July. The slowdown comes after two quarters of much larger than expected growth, during which the streaming service added nearly 26 million net subscribers, almost as many as for the entire year of 2019. Netflix shares down 6% in pre-market trading. Amazon is set to hire about 1,500 people in the suburbs around Chicago. The online retail giant has announced plans for the expansion of its new grocery store concept, Amazon Fresh, with stores opening in Naperville, Bloomingdale, Oak Lawn, and Schaumburg. Pay will start at $15 an hour. The first Amazon Fresh grocery opened in Los Angeles last August. Meanwhile, Amazon is making it faster for Prime members to place Whole Foods orders online and pick them up at the store. Amazon is launching free one-hour grocery pickup for Prime members at all Whole Foods stores. To qualify for one-hour pickup, grocery orders must total $35 or more. There are currently 487 Whole Foods stores in the U.S. Shares of Snap up 24% in pre-market trading after the company crushed expectations for revenue and user growth while posting a surprise adjusted profit. The social media company had 249 million daily active users in the third quarter, up 11 million from the second quarter. And it's huge, powerful, and expensive. GM has unveiled the 2022 GMC Hummer, which is not like its gas-guzzling predecessor. This one is electric. The vehicle can go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and has off-road capability. It will have fast charging and a driver assist system that allows hands-free driving on highways. Initial availability set for next fall. Only for $112,600, Mark.
Yeah, coolest thing I've possibly ever seen. I got hooked and I watched the preview video of it, right?
Okay.
The thing, you can turn all four wheels. So if you, it shows it coming on a trail up to a rock that is sort of jutting out into the trail. It's able to turn all four wheels and literally move left or right. And then go forward again. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
For that price, it should fly.
It should be.
Yeah,
it should.
Absolutely.
It should levitate for that price. I would
yes.
agree with that.
Right over the rock.
All right, Jen, thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, very cool. I've joked about that because I'm like, here's been my question about making an electric truck. And here's the, I know they've come out with a couple. This is the Hummer, supposedly. It's a good-looking vehicle, right? Supposedly has a range of 350 miles on one charge. I don't know how much that charge gets dragged down if you're towing a heavy weight. I imagine it's got to impact it. I mean, if you're pulling a 5,000-7,000-pound trailer or a boat, it's got to suck down that battery faster than that, I would think. It's got plenty of horsepower. You can get it with up to 1,000 horsepower. 112 grand is the 1,000 horsepower. This is what Jennifer didn't mention in that report. That's the one for 1,000 horsepower. It's the biggest one. It's got three different motors in it. By 2024, they're going to have one that you can buy, like the H3, for only 70,000, roughly?
79,95, yeah. So 80,000.
So about 80,000. So if you want to wait a couple years, you can get one that's $30,000 less than the big one.
I forgot this. This is more than my house.
It's got cameras all the way around it. It's got cameras underneath it so you can see the ground clearance. And if you come on something that it's not tall enough to get around, you can push a button, and it's got hydraulics that will lift the body up another 4 or 5 inches so you can drive over rocks and stuff.
I just could never possibly imagine needing this, but
I'm just saying it's really cool. I'm not going to order one. I drive a 17-year-old SUV. I'm not going to run out and buy a $100,000 Hummer, but this is a cool vehicle. It really is.
I can appreciate the coolness factor as well, but
I don't know. Guys, cars are not my thing. But
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
saying.
112 grand goes a long way elsewhere.
Oh yeah. But oh, I'm with you there. But I think you're going to see a lot of those on the road here as soon as they're available. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. The people that have to have the latest thing, I suspect you're going to see one of those soon. It's coming. I saw the thing that you guys. I heard her mention something about Amazon Fresh stores. And I don't think of going to an Amazon store. I think of ordering stuff from Amazon.
Yeah, isn't that the point of Amazon? So I don't have to go to a store?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's almost like Amazon's working backwards. We got the Amazon catalog in the mail the other day, which is very, you know, 1998 JCPenney's-esque, you know. So, which was cool. It was nostalgic, but it's almost like they're working backwards with their catalogs
and
storefronts.
Okay.
But now Lowe's will deliver your Christmas tree for free this year if you don't want to go to the store and get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's not a big tradition in my family because we always use a fake Christmas tree because my mom has been allergic to pine for all these years. We've kind of gotten used to it. But isn't it a big deal to go out and pick your own tree out?
I mean, we're real. I mean, we have one fake tree and then we do the real tree as well. So we do always go get a real tree. And yes, part of the experience is the fact that you're going there and you're outside and you're kind of just picking the perfect tree for your house.
Finding the right one. Exactly. Yeah. There's a specific tree for each family.
Yes. I mean, I know, and we always know what we're looking for. So, I don't want someone else picking my real tree out for me. I'll say that.
It's okay, folks. You're feel free to move around the country. I just got back from a trip. Flew to Montana, had to go through Minneapolis and Salt Lake City and
Mark, the election's 2 weeks away. We have to have a crisis.
Yeah, we're still in crisis.
You don't need to have
your
Christmas
tree delivered.
Lock it
down. 2 more weeks.
Go vote. If you
That's
can eat, you can vote.
Schools are opening after the election.
Yeah.
We
know that. That's the truth. Wow. Hey, I tell you what, the governor's coming up here about 8:35 this morning. Looking forward to that. Jeff Smith's going to join us at 8:10. We'll talk to Charmaine Yost about 7:10 as well. And your phone calls next, 314-241-9797. So here we are, a little less than 2 weeks now. 13 days till Election Day. A lot of people are wondering, what are these issues? How do I vote? The Voter's Guide is coming. Target is Friday. I'm just telling you at this point. That's the target.
Good, because we got a lot of people asking for it.
Yep. I'm a little behind in my work, but I'm going to get that out to you. I promise. I got that coming up. Bob, though, has a good question. Bob, good morning to you. Hey, Bob, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amendment number 3, I've read that ballot wording 2 or 3 different times. The more I read it, the more confused I get. And I was just looking for your opinion or your view on that wording and what's the right way to vote.
Well, you know, I don't have the wording in front of me right now, but I know the court went back and changed it a little bit. I am a yes on 3, which is the cleaner Missouri issue, right?
Right, exactly.
If people voted for clean Missouri, supposedly because it tightens up restrictions on lobbying, this tightens them up even more. But it also goes back and corrects a major error, in my opinion, that was made when clean Missouri passed by changing how legislative districts are redrawn and putting in the hands of a single individual instead of a bipartisan commission. Cleaner Missouri fixes that.
Right, and that was my main concern was that issue alone. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm a yes on 3, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yes, sir, I appreciate the call. I've had lots of people asking me about that, and don't be confused. You know, a scout poll came out here recently. Tim Jones has shared it with us. And I was shocked at the number of people who are ready to vote no on Amendment 3. You know, here's the thing. A lot of outside money brought this initiative petition to the state of Missouri. There's a reason for it, because George Soros can't stand the fact that the voters of Missouri have chosen to put Republicans in charge in Jeff City. Now, forget the fact that for many years, Democrats are in charge in Jeff City. And he's determined, and a lot of other criminal masterminds, that the way to fix that is to put a single individual in charge of redrawing districts to try to make them fair, quote, end quote, fair. Can you imagine trying to make a Democrat district in St. Louis City a 50-50 Republican-Democrat district? Do you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to reach out into Lincoln County to find enough individuals to make that district would look like a lake. It would look like a river. It would be meander so much. It's a nightmare. It's ridiculous. And we need to fix that. The only way we can fix that is to vote yes on Amendment 3. We'll have that. We're going to have the local races for you. Annie Fry's working on her version of a voter's guide, which will talk about what's going on in Illinois. All that's coming out. Mine, hopefully, by this Friday. So stay tuned. 314-241-9797. More on the big presidential debate coming up. We'll talk it over with Charmaine Yost of the Heritage Foundation. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.